What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, Friday edition. We really are Friday edition. I'm actually recording this on Friday. We got a whole new podcast system, so I'm grateful to be able to record sometimes in real time, not always. Anyhow, want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. It's going to be a powerful weekend. We're excited. Let's jump in. I woke up this morning with this verse on my heart, and it was 1 Corinthians 1 Corinthians 4, verse 15. 1 Corinthians 4, 15. I love the letters of Corinthians because Paul, you know, he lays out all these different things. And he says, though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, you don't have many list fathers in Christ. Every version pretty much says the same thing. It says, although you have 10,000 teachers, you don't have many fathers. I woke up this morning. Other versions said 10,000 mentors, but you don't have any fathers. And I woke up this morning thinking about that scripture. Last night, I was on the phone with, you know, father in my life. Facing a lot, it's been a very challenging week, facing some, you know, pretty big problems that I haven't faced before. I placed a phone call like I always do to one of my fathers in the faith who, you know, and you would think in my position, how would I ever face something I never faced before? It happens. And I was really, man, there's something about fathers that clear the air, right? They take what you're going through and they kind of just sift it through for you, right? They help take the, you know, the tax out of it, help you with the direction where to go. I've been always so grateful for that. And last night was no different. It was very, very clear. This is what you got to do. You can't do this. By the way, this will happen, but this is what you need to do. Here's tomorrow what needs to be your next step. And by the way, here's the spiritual encouragement you already know. God's with you. He's going to work these things out. The devil's not going to have a foothold in this. We break every attack. You know, look, stuff that truthfully I do for people all the time. It was incredibly helpful. I don't know what it is, but I've always valued fathers in my life. I've always valued, I mean, dude, really valued. Like, touch base every couple days value, like always valued. Maybe in the early days I felt like, why would I want to fight life without wisdom? Why am I going to go into a battle without, man, I got people that have been battle tested. I got people that are anointed. God has called them. And when I read that scripture today, it just hit me a little different. Because, you know, for years you read that and you actually think, there's mostly instructors, you know, there's not many fathers. And the lie is, it's kind of like many are called, but few are chosen. The lie is that, you know, only a few are chosen. No, only few chose the call. And the lie on this scripture is that there's so many instructors, but there's not many fathers. No, 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 friends, I'm going to flip this on you. Now that I'm about to be in my mid-40s, I can say some things I couldn't have said 20 years ago. For some of you, there's 10,000 instructors because you don't actually value fathering. And so, yes, in one case, there are many instructors and not many spiritual fathers that really understand fathering. But on the other hand, I'm going to tell you from as a father, as a spiritual father, of many sons in faith, most people don't want fathering. I'm amazed at the amount of young people that just make decisions without really getting father counsel. See, fathers, unlike many of all of you that are listening, probably the thousands of you that are listening have had some jacked up church life and don't really seek value because you know, maybe the pastor you went to or the mentor you went to had some kind of ulterior motive. And listen, father's father, man. If my kids come to me for wisdom and help, I'm going to help them with not a personal agenda. I want the best for them. I get not a lot of people think that way. I do. And in the last few weeks, the amount of young people that I've seen, and I say young, you can be 50, 60, or 20, 30, the amount of people that, meaning young in spirit, the amount of young people that have approached me and just made announcements or just decided things in their life, it's scary to me because we really don't, we rather have instructors. It's like this orphan thing where you would rather just be told what to do because you are going to figure it out yourself and you don't really need fathers involved. Friends, that's destructive path. You can, God did not operate this family. And when I say family, I mean family. We love the word family. We believe in the word family until fathers are involved. God set up this family to where there's fathers and mothers and mentors and somebody that's helping you and instilling in you and guiding you. But I'm floored. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of you that are listening, there's probably not many fathers because you don't want fathering. Because you'd rather figure it out yourself. Because you don't really want to hear the truth and what wisdom has to say about your situation. There are many times in my life, and it happens all the time, where I say to these young people, you're actually not asking me as a father what I believe godly counsel is. You're making an announcement. You're telling me what you're doing. It's always a dangerous place, I'm telling you right now. Because God has set up this family where we have to value those that God has put in our life. It's an absolute, in a day where we don't value authority, really, in a day when all the kids in every institution's continually being told to challenge anybody in authority, that mindset creeps into the church and into the family of God. And I know people struggling right now, and they just won't pick up the phone and call. I know I got to deal with people struggling right now. Their families are like, yo, I wish my husband reached out to you. I wish my son would reach out to you. I get these phone calls. So understand, you don't have many fathers is also because you don't want many fathers in your life. And many of you are going to face undue attacks and you'll spend years in the desert because you didn't get godly counsel. Because you think listening to a podcast or hearing me preach is enough. It's not enough. I get if I can't have a relationship with every single one of you. I get that, you know, you're going to have to find mentors and healthy people within a church family. And I'm all for it. You need to do that. But you better do that. And I think another lie is age. You see these guys that have been in church for so long and maybe they're fathers themselves and maybe they got grandkids now. I mean, some of the most stubborn people you know. Because there's never an age that you don't need spiritual wisdom. There's never an age you get where you're like, okay, I'm good. I don't really need to get any more counsel. No, you're crazy. I'm going to be 70 years old still, if my mentors are alive, still getting wisdom. I'm going to be 55 years old. I'm going to be 50 years old still. Why? Because it's a spiritual life. I'm not concerned, do you know how to change a light bulb? I'm concerned, do you understand the matters of the heart and how the spirit realm works? Do you understand how the plan of God works? Process your feelings right. Reach out to the people that are in your life. It's when people get older, they don't do it. Ladies don't do it. Men don't do it. They kind of just, you know, feel like they just got to figure life out. Man, you're never too old for fathering. Because it's the matters of the heart. And I'm telling you, many of you are facing attacks because you have not tapped into wisdom. And the last thing I'm saying on this is I'm that only, because that's not me. I'm a father, but I'm on a very small scale compared to the people that are out there. And probably if I've never met you, there's people in your life. The spiritual fathers and mothers in my life early on were not worldwide names. They were pillars in the church. They were people that God has put in my life but you have to value that and go there. And so I'm telling you today, it's time to like take a time out, assess who really is speaking into your life, because the Bible says when the blind leads the blind, both are going to fall into a ditch. Many of you are falling into ditches right now because the blind's leading the blind. You're falling into ditches right now because you are making absolute decisions from the pit of hell, because the wrong voice of wisdom is talking to you. So, Father, I pray right now for every person listening to the sound of my voice on this Friday edition. I pray that you would open our eyes to the relationships in our life. Open our eyes to the anchors of wisdom and the demons of distraction and those voices that would actually seek to derail us, God. Give us discernment on the voices. And I pray that we would value fathers. We need teachers, but we would value fathers. And as a result, I know, Father, that our lives would be transformed permanently. We seek wisdom, Holy Ghost. Father, we value wisdom, and we lean into that. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. Love you guys. We'll see you Monday. Thank you as always. This podcast has been incredible because of your reach, because of your, I don't know if it's attendance, but listening, it's growing month after month. I couldn't be more thrilled. Love y'all. We'll see you Monday. Thank you as always for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.